Local people are serious about free public access to beaches. It's more than a long-standing tradition. It's the law. So when a luxury condo began setting aside space in Ala Moana Regional Park for the exclusive use of its residents, longtime beachgoers saw an attempt to commercialize the beach. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Natanya Friedheim has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Natanya.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. What is it that this particular condo, what is it, the Park Lane, is offering?
So this condominium has a service to its residents where it's sort of like a beach caddy. People will take some beach toys like stand-up paddle boards. They'll lay out a towel on the beach with some chairs, umbrellas. And from the people I've talked to, regulars at the beach, they say, I have actually not seen this myself, but they say they'll lay out this nice, pristine-looking beach setup and then wait until the residents who are requesting the service actually come down to the beach and use it. So they'll set it up, and the people I've talked to have seen them wait for, you know, 30 or 45 minutes, and the setup will just be there, you know, waiting for the residents to come enjoy it.
And presumably, if you came into this space, and you have a photo on the Civil Beat website of these two nice little chairs, a little table, neatly packed towels, even a cooler, a couple of paddle boards. I'm assuming that one of the condo employees would shoo people away if they tried to occupy that space. So they're holding it for the client to come down, right?
That's the idea, and that's what concerned some of the regulars who use Ala Moana Beach. It's actually, there's a name for this practice. It's called pre-setting. And if you've ever walked down Waikiki Beach, there's there's sections of the beach that are full of beach chairs, you know, like lounge chairs. Ko'olina Resort, the beaches over there have a lot of them too. And that's a different story because the ownership is different on the beach. So the rules are different. But this is a city park. So yeah. There's a different sense of, I think, public space here.
There's always been we've seen a number of examples of sort of gray area commercial activities operating on public property and not always regulated, not always with the city paying much attention, yeah?
Definitely. And, you know, the cases that I have looked into and cited, you know, Ko'olina and Waikiki, there's also an issue on Kahala in front of the Kahala Resort. But those are all either privately owned or part of the Department of Land and Natural Resources. This is a city park, so there are very specific rules set out. I mean, the city has so many activities that require regulations. Playing a tuba or maracas, for example, requires a permit.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And for commercial activities, there are very specific laws. The city allows photography, paddleboarding, surf lessons, and then scuba and snorkeling tours. Those are the things that you can get a commercial permit for. And I did reach out to the city, and they said that Park Lane is, you know, they confirm that Park Lane is following rules here, and they don't need to have a permit for this activity. And the reasoning is because the beach is, it's for a first-come, first-serve basis.
Sure. Well, pretty interesting story. My mind is reeling from that need for a license to play the tuba, but I suppose we'll find out more about that in the future. Thanks very much, Natanya.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Natanya Friedheim with today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.